Fort William Gardens is getting more renos to the tune of almost $3 million. $2.3 million of that is coming from the government, about $650,000 from the city. They're going to be working on the concession areas, the washrooms, and the change rooms, and new doors and windows and all that kind of stuff. But that conversation earlier resulted in some nostalgia conversations about some of the bands that we remember performing there. You brought up some great names, and our T-Baytel talking text line kind of lit up. Someone had mentioned The Animals and Paul Schaefer. I don't remember that.
Paul, a number of times, remember the time he played with and opened for Platinum Blonde. I was at that show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's been some great shows in there. And you know what? One of the things that has always bothered me is that everybody would complain, oh, the garden sounds terrible. No, the sound man stunk. That's what it was. Because there have been some great concerts in there that have sounded amazing.
You had mentioned Rush off air, and I actually found this site called concertarchives.org. Rush played three times over the course of 2 years, two of them with Max Webster.
Yes.
And then in 78 by themselves. In 1980, it was AC/DC. Gowan on his Great Dirty World Tour was here in 81.
Was I at that one?
You mentioned Bryan Adams. That was 85. Then again, he was here.
April Wine and Foreigner was the big
April
one.
April Wine was here in 2005,
They opened for Foreigner. Yes, they did.
Okay, interesting. Corey Hart, REM in 2004. Hart in 2006. Graham of Foreigner was here in 06.
The REM show was one of the most technically advanced shows ever. The light show was unbelievable. I was at that one too. And I remember going, wow, this is the Gardens? Yeah, there's some cool stuff in there. There's been some cool shows in there.
I remember John Mellencamp in 2012, but I did leave that concert disappointed. I was disappointed. Yeah. Didn't perform Hurt So Good. Wasn't very engaging with the audience. I remember that.
Yeah.
There's also just one date I want to throw out here because 1964, the Everly Brothers.
Yes.
The Beach Boys in 66. We know the Bee Gees were there. Celine Dion.
Karen, thank you for the text. I've been waiting for my opportunity to say this because I did see him in Thunder Bay three times, once at the Gardens and twice at the Community Auditorium. None other than the legendary, my favorite artist of all time.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes!
Oh, you have not lived until you've heard After the Love and Life. Oh, my gosh.
He has a very active TikTok page right now.
Really?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Well,
yes.
He was supposed to be at the auditorium a couple of years ago, canceled because he was sick, and I was devastated. It was Mother's Day. It was bringing my mom, like, come on.
Yeah.
Canceled. Haven't seen him since. God bless him.
And one quick story I want to share. Celine Dion was May 26th of 96. I just started dating my then girlfriend, my wife now, Lori, and I had access to backstage passes.
Oh,
was she just blown away? Who's this guy that I've been dating for 8 months is now taking
like
me backstage to see Celine Dion? It was the greatest gift ever, and she absolutely loved it.
And she wasn't even that big of a deal yet.
She was just starting, right? Celine was kind of getting there, and anyway, so there you go. Who do you remember coming to the Gardens? 807-344-8229 on our T-Baytel talking text line. So there you go.